Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Major News with Major Garrett. Our weekly conversation with CBS's chief Washington correspondent.
Well, it's Thursday, and as we do every Thursday, we talk to our very favorite Major Garrett, CBS chief Washington correspondent. And Major, thanks for not being shut down this week. We appreciate it.
No, I'm ready, willing, and available.
Wonderful. Well, let's get into it with an announcement that was made this morning, and that is Nancy Pelosi will not be running for re-election. And just your thoughts on it, because she has been a cornerstone in the House for many years.
Yes. Historical figure, straight up. Twice Speaker of the House, first female Speaker of the House, a powerful force of legislative action in both times that she was Speaker of the House of Representatives, an American original born in Baltimore, became a power in California politics, made her way up through the rank and file of the House Democratic Caucus, then into the lower rungs of leadership, and then becoming Speaker not just once but twice. A polarizing figure in our partisan politics, certainly in the Trump era, aiding and abetting the Biden administration and the Biden agenda as much as she possibly could in the House of Representatives. But also now, at this stage of her career, generationally out of step with where the party is going in terms of image, in terms of the way it likes to talk and how it engages voters in social media. She's also an important person in terms of January 6th, 2021, a punching bag for President Trump for not having enough security around the Capitol. That is in large measure a red herring. The riot on Capitol Hill was set in motion by election denialism. That is an absolute fact. That fact will never budge. And what Pelosi did or didn't do as House Speaker is immaterial to the larger context that election denialism led to that riot and to the damage done to the Congress, to the building itself, and to our sense of how to peaceably transfer power in this country. Pelosi leaving now is not news in the sense that no one in Washington was like, oh, I wonder what she's going to say after the 2025 elections. Everyone knew she was going to not run for re-election. It is, however, a moment to acknowledge the history-making quality of her role in legislative politics in this country. And if you want to ask yourself, does Obamacare, whatever you think of it, pro or con, get passed without Nancy Pelosi? The answer is no.
So, Major, this announcement from her kind of leads us to the conversation of the elderly in Congress or in the Senate, you know, those who are serving the country in that way. There's a sentiment from a lot of people that we got way too many old people in the House of Representatives, way too many old senators. Do you,
Way too many old senators.
Is that true? Should it matter? Because that conversation has gotten louder in the last 5 years or so.
So it's not true in a statistical sense. Congress is younger than it's ever been in modern American history. There's more turnover in Congress than there has been in modern American history. But at the leadership levels, there have been the same people for a long time. It's been particularly true in the House Democratic leadership. Basically, for a long time, been Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, Jim Clyburn, and others. And there's been a restiveness among House Democrats for them to move on to allow younger, more ambitious House Democrats to rise up in the leadership ranks. Hakeem Jeffries rose up in ranks, but she was chosen directly by Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi has influenced almost all of the plans of succession in House Democratic leadership races. And that's also part of it. It's not just that her presence, but her constant involvement in who will succeed people on that leadership ladder has been somewhat frustrating to younger and more ambitious House Democrats who want to rise and fall on their own merits, not through the filtering process of Nancy Pelosi. That's now going to end. Speaker Emerita Pelosi is not going to be a looming factor in the House Democratic caucus after this next year in the 2026 midterms. But we don't have, statistically across the Senate and the House, a super aged population. We don't. There's so much turnover. Members of Congress get out, come in. Yesterday, Jared Golden, 2nd District of Maine, he's in his like mid-40s. He's like, I'm out. I'm done. Lots of younger members of Congress are coming into the process and then getting out. There's lots of turnover, primarily driven by not general election outcomes, although there are some turnover there. There's primary outcomes on both the Republican and the Democratic side. So if you look at the numbers across the board, the House and the Senate are younger than they used to be, certainly younger than they were in the 90s when I covered the body, both the House and the Senate. But at the leadership level, it looks older than it actually is. Chuck Schumer is a representative of that on the Republican side. John Cornyn, running for re-election in Texas, part of the leadership ladder and the Senate Republican leadership. Mitch McConnell for a long time, longest Senate majority leader in American history. So leaders have hung around a long time. Rank and file membership, much younger.
So interesting, man, like how different the perception is, because it feels ancient.
Because the leaders are the one who are on television.
Yeah. Wow.
And the reason that's true is because in the last 25 and 30 years, and we've talked about this occasionally, committee chairman, rank and file members, much less important to the legislative process. Almost everything now filters through leadership offices because there has to be big compromise deals. Shutdowns mean the legislature is disempowered. Leadership is empowered. So who do you see on television all the time? You see the leadership. You don't see rank and file members. You don't see committee chairmen moving bills, having their sort of own legislative clout separate from their elected party leaders. Party leaders now in the House and Senate basically run the whole matrix. And therefore, they're the ones on TV all the time. They're the ones talked about all the time. And so this idea that it's just a bunch of oldsters has sort of taken over.
You know, Major, we were laughing about my wild Friday night drinking tequila and listening to The Takeout. And we've also...
It's the best way to listen.
It is an established fact. Tequila and The Takeout go very well
they
together.
They do. Yep. They are almost necessitate each other. But I've also want to say, as someone who's listened to her favorite Supreme Court podcast, talk about IEPA for a year. Mm-hmm. Guess who's laughing now? That's right. This girl, keeping up. The Supreme... I know. I thought it was dorky, but now I'm like, would you like to hear about IEPA? Anyway,
yes.
The Supreme Court looking at
Amy Marchkors roaming the streets of St. Louis, stopping people at intersections. I've got to tell you of the latest thing about IEPA.
That's she right. does it in this room too.
But for people
and
who don't,
like, is that on the IHOP menu? What are you talking
about? That's right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which has to do with the president and his power to levy tariffs, that was being discussed yesterday at the Supreme Court. And right. Major, what do we know about Trump's tariff powers?
We do not have to complicate this conversation. It's so simple. The drafting of the Constitution placed the power to tax explicitly in the House of Representatives, full stop. At that time, at the founding of our country, tax revenue was generated in one way, tariffs. So the power to tariff explicitly and unambiguously rests with the House of Representatives. There have been evolutions. IEEPA is one evolution, and that evolution is Congress granting specific and constrained tariff powers to the executive branch. What this executive branch, what this presidency says is, no, that stuff about the Constitution at the founding, don't pay any attention to that. Oh, and all these other things that Congress passed to give limited and constrained tariff authority to the president that has to follow specific procedures, investigations, and consultation with Congress, don't pay any attention to that either. If the president says there's an emergency, that's all you need to know, and he can wield all tariff powers in every direction because he wants to. That is a preference of this presidency, but it is not rooted at any level at all in the Constitution, full stop. It's as plain and simple as it could be. And the Supreme Court questions along those lines yesterday followed that inescapable logic.
So, Major, the 36 days, now we're into day 37 of the government shutdown, the longest we've ever had. Senators have been working to maybe end it. There's been a proposal made, and Republicans say they are waiting on the Democrats in the Senate to respond to that proposal. So where do we stand now, and could we get somewhere soon with this?
So I mentioned a moment ago that leadership drives everything right now on Capitol Hill, and has for a very, very long time, more than a decade, going on nearly 20 years. Oftentimes in moments like this, rank and file members try to create their own sort of brush fire of legislative dialogue, potential compromises, to push that brush fire closer to the leadership offices to get their attention and to respond. Those conversations usually are doused by leadership. Like, no, you can have all the conversations you want. You can cook up all sorts of potential solutions. But until we, the leadership, deal with the White House and get things written down to our satisfaction, it's not going to move. So, yes, there is sort of a feverish attempt by rank and file members because they're getting pressure now. The announcement from the Department of Transportation yesterday is no laughing matter. Starting Friday, 40 airports are going to see lower volume of commercial airline travel because it is not safe to do it any other way. People are going to start noticing and feeling the bite of this shutdown in very real ways, if they haven't already, starting tomorrow. So rank and file members are like, hey, I'm getting too many calls on this. I'm getting too many text messages. People are now getting ticked off. They are trying to find alternate solutions. But this is still a leadership-driven situation. The White House is going to have to engage at some level and everyone is still testing each other about who's going to break, who's going to blink. The one thing I would say is possible. The elections have been held. It was a sweep for the Democrats. There's no other way to characterize it, an absolute sweep. Not only did they win, but the margins of victory were much, much larger than expected. The president is digesting that. What happens oftentimes when there needs to be a solution that nobody knows quite how to get to, inventive people in politics come up with fig leaves that everyone can hold on to and say, we won, even though it's a compromise where everyone gets a little of what they wanted and not all of it. That starts to solve the problem. I don't know if anyone in some secret cubbyhole in the leadership offices in the Senate or the House or the White House are starting to draft the outlines of a fig leaf, but there's more sense that that could be possible late this week than there has been in this entire shutdown.
Major, just as we saw some of the election results earlier this week, we've talked about the K-shaped economy, those who are more well-off, invested in the stock market, doing very well. Those who are in lower income, who are younger, are struggling. If people vote with their pocketbooks, how impactful is this current economic situation on upcoming elections?
So I opened my show last night saying, welcome to the rental political economy. What do I mean by that? Yes, we have partisans in our country, well-established. They're in their home. They're staying. But there are a decisive number of voters in our country of both parties and independent status who are renters. They occupied the Trump ticket in 2024, angry about affordability and other things. They moved, as renters often do, to the Democrats on Tuesday night. They moved in New York, they moved in New Jersey, they moved in Virginia, and they moved in California and lots of other places in lower interesting races in the Georgia Public Services Commission, Mississippi State Legislature. They moved. They're renters. They do not occupy any place permanently because they want someone to A, address, and B, offer them potential believable solutions to their affordability mess on the lower part of that K-shaped economy. And those movers, those renters in a political context, not only provide margins of victory that they can, that somebody can win with, but as we saw Tuesday, they can enlarge that margin of victory to something approximating a mandate. No one thought that Abigail Spanberger would win the governorship in Virginia by 15 points, not even the most optimistic Democrats I talked to. And certainly there was no Democrat in New Jersey who imagined that Mikey Sherrill would defeat Jack Chitterelli, the Republican nominee, by 14 points or nearly that in New Jersey. Nobody imagined that. So these voters, these renters who move election to election, move decisively so in 2025 because they were promised something on economy and affordability by Trump. Their level of dissatisfaction was evident in the polls. Trump's been underwater on the economy for 2 or 3 months, if not longer. That manifested itself in a very noticeable way Tuesday.
That's Major Garrett, CBS Chief Washington Correspondent. Make sure you check out The Takeout on CBS News 24/7, as well as America Decides. And Major, as we say goodbye, I don't know if you watched the Washington Capitals St. Louis Blues game last night.
I read about it. I did not watch it.
And I will say, and I know you'll appreciate this, not since Sandy Berger has someone in Washington tried to stuff something so valuable down their pants.
That 900th goal, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I'll leave to you, because you're so much more adept at it, the two of you, all references to stuffing things down pants.
Good Lord,
oh, my
Major.
Goodness. What an assumption.
What the hell? That was an attack on our character.
It was an attack. I feel attacked.
Thank you, Major.
No,
Garrett.
No, not an attack. Just
an observation.
Truthful, fact-based observation.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much, Major Garrett.
Thank you, Major.
Talk to you next week, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News. Do listen to and watch the Takeout podcast. It is it's very, very good.
That was rude.
Super rude.
I can't believe he thinks that about us.
I mean, I can. I just can't believe he said it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.